Okay, and thank you again for joining us on our next podcast that we're doing right now. This time we're taking a bit of a break from the basketball world and we're going into the soccer or football world this time around with a discussion that seemed to be a little, you know, kind of out there maybe a couple months ago, but nowadays it's becoming more and more evident that Messi is not the only one up there anymore, you know? And I'm not talking about Ronaldo being up there with him. This time I'm talking about Neymar. We are going to discuss whether Neymar can win a Ballon d'Or, not just this year, but, you know, basically next year, the year after that, the year after that. For this discussion, we have our regulars, Mo and Emmanuel, there, and we have Ashish joining us as well to, you know, spew some soccer slash football knowledge here. So I will kick it off and I'll throw it to you guys right now. The Ballon d'Or, you know, nominations came out and it is Ronaldo, it is Messi, and it's Neymar up there. Who is winning it and why? Whoever wants to go.
Well, I guess I could always start off. And if I'm being honest, I think I said it last year to many people. I said sooner or later the list is going to be Neymar, Hazard, and people along that lines, you know. But based on the numbers, you're starting to see that there's a sudden transition. It's definitely going to be Neymar this year, and I think he deserves it, not only because of what he's done, his body of work over the past year or so. But it's evident, again, I believe in the eye test as well too, and I'm one of the crowd. I believe in, you know, the critics, what they say, I listen to what they say, and he's defying the odds. The numbers, the goals, the stats don't lie. This year and last year, he's been phenomenal.
Okay.
Well, so has Messi. I mean, I'm not strong in soccer, but from what I've seen, Messi's still the best player in the world, in my opinion. I mean, I'm not going to take anything from Neymar. He is good. He is playing lights out. I think he's actually leading the goals with 14 right now. But I just think that Messi is just Messi. And I don't see anyone. And I don't see anyone winning it other than him, unless if he gets injured and doesn't play at all, then maybe. But I think that for the award, I think they look at from what you've done from last year into this year, not just this year.
Correct.
And so maybe that's why Neymar, that's why I'm not putting Neymar. If you go back, I mean, look at all what Messi has accomplished from winning the treble and everything. I mean, Neymar, there was a time last year that he didn't even score goals and they were wondering about him if he was the star that everybody thought he was. If y'all remember, I think I remember that. So that's why if you look back at last season, yes, Messi do deserve it. Now, moving forward, maybe next year, can I say Neymar? Okay, maybe.
Sure. Ashish, what are you thinking, buddy?
Oh, well, I think the Ballon d'Or has always been sort of a two-horse race between Messi and Ronaldo. So at least this time, Neymar could win it or could not win it is something else. But he's definitely one of the challengers. And that makes this next year's awards a lot more interesting, so to say. So Neymar has done well, by the way. I mean, he's done well for Barcelona, and on occasions he's led the team. Messi has been forced in as a substitute, and like we saw in the El Clasico game last weekend. So definitely, I mean, the race is a lot more interesting this year.
I agree with majority of what you guys have said. What I don't agree with is that he has any chance of winning it this year.
No, he doesn't.
Is he going to win it in the future? Yes, in fact, yes. From next year on, he's going to be, I would put him up there as far as like 50-50 with Messi from this point on. This year, though, again, you're counting what happened from 2014 end to 2015 end. Yeah. And throughout the period.
If that's the case we're making, then, you know, I think you might want to throw Luis Suarez in there and just take out, you know, Ronaldo. Because if I am being honest, Luis Suarez is the one that actually got Barcelona to the out of the group stage. He was the one that, you know, took him through in the Champions League quarterfinals last year. He was the one that, you know, those tough matches against, you know, PSG, I remember he put the ball through David Luiz's legs twice and, you know, scored goal both times. And so, like I said, you know, if you're going to make that case, then, yeah, you know, you might want to throw someone like that in there. And here's the reasons why I make cases that, you know, Ronaldo, in all his greatness, he's on the decline. He's scoring goals, but if you're looking at the goals Ronaldo is scoring, they're not compared to what the Ronaldo we know, you know, 50 foot in the air, flying headers, screamers, free kicks. He's probably scored a free kick. He hasn't scored a free kick in like, what, almost 50-something games now. You know, yeah. So that alone disqualifies him. For Portugal, he's always going to be the same. Just going to be like an Eusebio, never quite win anything, but, you know, you're a great player with your national team. But with Neymar, he has become the talisman. The modern-day Brazil has become Neymar's team. It's almost like when you have a star player on the team, you want to build that team around him. Now you look at Brazil now, they're getting rid of the old guys. The attack of Brazil is starting to look similar to the attack.
I'm sorry, Wanda, but I'm stopping you. Did you say Brazil? Because last time I checked, they got destroyed in the World Cup.
They did.
And Neymar was in that team.
Oh, but Neymar was virtually responsible for what they did before that massacre of Germany took place. So they were very much in the race just because of Neymar.
Yeah, exactly. He got injured in Colombia.
Let's not forget that Neymar did not play that game.
Exactly.
Correct.
He was injured. So not that he would have changed
anything. Neither did the captain, Thiago Silva, who everybody needs to acknowledge is an absolute, absolute pivotal part of the Brazil national team. So that game in particular, when you have two of your best players out of the game, that changes the whole dynamics. But moving forward from that, you see guys like Willian, you know, play more of a role. You see guys like Coutinho play more of a role because they feel comfortable playing with him. You look at Roberto Firmino, they can succeed in his system. Now with Barcelona, you take a guy like Messi. Messi's always going to be Messi. But what people fail to understand is Messi is only 28 years old. And I know it sounds crazy for what he's done, but he's 28 years old. So he's always going to be in the discussion. But the problem is you have to oust him. You have to make him realize that it's time to pass the torch. Almost like with Ronaldinho and with Romario and with Rivaldo before him. You have to hand that torch over. Messi doesn't want to let it go. So Neymar wants to simply take it from him.
Now, here's the thing that I agree that he doesn't want to let it go. But if you've watched any Barcelona games in last, I don't know how long, I've never seen three guys up top that are obviously as good as them as a trio enjoy each other's company as much as I've seen the three of them. That's why I think he will be okay with passing the torch eventually. Now, will it happen next year? I'm not sure about that. But I think it will be a point where he's like, you know what? Take it, man. I'm good just, you know, giving you assists, occasional goals here and there. As far as Ronaldo, the whole discussion about Suarez and Ronaldo, I am 100% agreeing with you. I think it's an absolute crime that he's involved in this discussion and Luis Suarez is not. All Ronaldo does nowadays is score tapping goals and penalties. He doesn't score. I haven't seen him take on a person, dribble past person, or do any kind of a move to trick a person in forever. All he does is little stopovers and pass the ball back. Ronaldo has become to me an absolute joke. I don't know if he's still what it is, but I think it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that the man is nominated for this award, where I think Messi is miles ahead of him. And by the way,
I agree.
Just to say this, from a physical kind of a standpoint, I think Ronaldo and the way his body is constructed is, if I think of a perfect body for a footballer, that is what I think of. Yeah, I will always think of Ronaldo as being like the perfect specimen when it comes to food, like a body for a footballer.
But so, his body itself is breaking down, though.
I agree. I agree.
Dare I say, you know, and here's my case, you know, for why I think Neymar will and should win this current Ballon d'Or. Messi was injured for, what, close to 2 months? And, you know, he single-handedly carried the team. You have guys like Iniesta. You look at, you know, other players on the team that can come in and do a job. Rafinha. These are good players, don't get me wrong. Suarez could have been the talisman. But I think he was almost thrust under that responsibility. But dare we not forget, this is the very same Neymar who about four seasons ago was this little funky, flashy kid from Santos. And people said, oh, he wasn't going to cut it in Europe. I was part of one of the very few professionals who obviously critiqued him. I was like, he's going to get washed up. He's going to be another Robinho. But I think what he's done is that he's smart enough and he has adapted his game to the current climate of the way football is played in Europe. Neymar is going to be an absolute success, according to what people say, but he's validating more so the reason why they got rid of an Alexis Sanchez, because he can carry the load. If Messi was injured, can Sanchez do what, you know, Neymar did or he's doing currently? That's up in the air. You know, he's doing it for Arsenal, but could he have done it in that current Barcelona team? That's a lot of pressure. You know, people need to not forget, the Balogranas, they are not easily pleased. The Catalonians, they will have a knife to your throat. So for him to be delivering, he deserves props. He deserves credit. And honestly, the goals are going to come. Neymar is going to score goals. Assist, if you're scoring over 100 goals in a 3-0, assists are bound to come.
Well, I think it also depends a lot on how Barcelona do this year in La Liga as well as in Champions League. Right now, they look unbeatable. In La Liga, they've done exceedingly well in the Champions League. So I think this could be Neymar's year if he sort of does well and sort of leads his team towards the La Liga as well as the Champions League. But again, that could change in case Real Madrid come into the picture. So you never know.
That's fair.
The question was who was going to win the Ballon d'Or, right, for this year?
That's true.
Correct.
It is Messi. Now, if you're talking about next year, then it's Neymar, because they're going to start looking at this year going into next year. But we're looking at last year going into this year, which I think is Messi. I'm looking at his stats. For last year, he had 43 La Liga goals. They won the La Liga, the Copa del Rey, and the Champions League. So there's no argument. There's no argument for this year. He's winning it because of what he did last year. Now, moving forward, if they do win the treble again this year, then it will be because of Neymar. Because, like you said, Messi was sidelined for like 2 months, and he did carry the load of the team. But for this argument, I just think it's Messi's.
But he didn't carry the team by himself. I mean, I think like Suarez basically had...
Well, yeah, true. Goal. Suarez too. But see, I don't think they're going to get Suarez because of the things that he's done, his issues on the field. To me, I think that's why he probably didn't get nominated.
You don't think he'll get a bite at it kind of deal?
No, listen, guys, if we're being honest, great players. These are three phenomenal players we're talking about, breathtaking players who took a while, but they're finally clicking. They finally understand each other. It would be a bold statement to say they're probably the best trio we've ever seen in football, because, you know, it's right up there with Eto'o, Ronaldinho, and when they had Messi himself, and the likes of Henri. So that debate is up. But, you know, do I think Neymar is the future of modern-day football? I do. Do I think he's the best player on the planet right now? There's a very strong case for it. Do I think he deserves the Ballon d'Or? I think he does. But here's what you guys need to also account for. It's the fans and the critics and the football writers that vote for these things. And listen, if you have over 2 million, 3 million fans screaming your name, and Neymar sure does have the fans. He has the people's votes. He's a trickster. I think he might just edge it.
Not as much as Messi.
And again, I don't want to cut anybody off, but I know I was really, really harsh on Ronaldo. The reason I was harsh on Ronaldo is because I don't see the types of goals and the types of assists that Messi does, that Suarez does, that Neymar does. I will give Ronaldo credit. Yes, I know I said tap-ins and penalties. I get it. But last year, for the La Liga season, Ronaldo led the Pichichi Award with 48 goals. Messi had 43. So, I mean, he did beat Messi in that regard. And also, not to discredit Neymar and Suarez, but if you look at the gap between Messi and Neymar, Messi had 43 goals. Neymar had 22. So, I mean, there's a large gap right there. And then when it comes to the to the assists. I mean, Messi led the league in assists as well with 18. And I know it's surprising. I know it's surprising. And I again, I'm crushing Ronaldo left and right. He was second in assists as well because he had 16. I don't think he was an assist man, but I guess when you're Madrid and you beat people 5-6-0, you're gonna get some assists here and there. You know
what it is? People want a breath of fresh air. I think let's acknowledge that. People want a breath of fresh air. We're tired of, you know, where someone scoring 60 or 70 or 50 goals in a season is a normal thing. Like, this isn't normal. This should be someone's career highlight, scoring 50 or 60 goals. I think people want a breath of fresh air. This has been a two-horse race for close to half of a decade now. I think it's time we usher it in. I think let's usher Neymar in. Let's give him the award. You know, he's been a sensation. I mean, we're talking about a 22, 23-year-old boy here. He's been a phenomenon. He's been a sensation. He's like a younger Pelé, for crying out loud. Ronaldo and Messi need to, you know.
Listen, Emmanuel,
you're going.
That's a whole different story. What I don't want.
Different story.
You're saying a breath of fresh air. So I'm supposed to give somebody an award just because it's a breath of fresh air?
Right.
The stats.
But then, yeah, the stats, you said it yourself, the stats don't lie.
No, I mean, it's just this. Messi was significantly better than Neymar last year.
Last year. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, and it's not for right now. Now, when they count 2015 to 2016.
Now we can talk about Neymar.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be different. I think, personally, I think the Messi will win even next year, and I think Neymar will finish as number two, but that's obviously next year. I just think Ronaldo needed to be taken out this year, and obviously I don't think he's going to make it next year. But when you look at his goals, I mean, 48 goals is 48 goals. I don't care how you score him, it's still 48 goals.
I beg to differ. I you know what? How about this? I'll have my popcorn in hand. I'll have a white wine on my lap, and I'll definitely make sure I had a bit of extra seasoning to it, just so I can shout out loud when Neymar wins it. I think he's gonna get it. I'm more than convinced he's gonna win it this year.
You're still not telling me why.
You said not given why?
No.
It's the people's vote, and like I said, you have to understand. I told you. Champions League last year, Luis Suarez got them to the Champions League last year. Neymar scored some of the goals, correct, but it was Luis Suarez that deserves the credit for that Champions League victory that they had. As far as the league, Neymar, I can say, you know, played a very big influence. There were spells, you know, where people questioned them. I don't dispute that. But this is 22 goals. 22 goals doesn't fall off a tree. He probably would have been joint top scorer in the Premier League with that 22 goal. So you have to look at, you know, the volume of what he's done. His body of work speaks for itself, you know. It's just unfair, and that's the word I need to use. It's unfair he plays with a great player like Neymar. He's always going to get undershadowed. And I think what he's done and what he's been trying to do for the past two seasons is snatch that away from him. At this very present point, I think he's done that. I think he's the best player on Barcelona's team as of today.
Well, wait a minute. If we're talking about the Champions League last year, what is the one crowning moment of last year's Champions League? Pretty much the whole, the group stage and the knockout rounds. To me, and I'm a Bayern Munich fan, I mean, that's well known, it was Messi making Jerome Boateng look silly. That was the ultimate moment out of any game at any point. Messi basically made Jerome Boateng disappear, and he scored a goal over Manuel Neuer. And let alone in the same game, he scored the opener against the world's best goalie, arguably. So, I mean, when they needed the game against the depleted Bayern Munich squad, you know who came to the rescue? It was Messi.
That's what he does, but you have to look at the build-up to that game. You have to look at the highlights of that game. Messi had open spells where it was just him with Neuer, and you know that's a mismatch already. You know, he's going to score 9 out of 10 times, but you have to look at the players that made it happen. Luis Suarez had to take a big, heavy load on that game. Neymar had to pretty much keep the whole left-right side of Bayern occupied. So it freed up Messi.
He still had to score, though. Listen, I mean, that's a discussion for a whole other time. I mean, I'm a Bayern fan. I think fully fit squad would have made that much, much better tie in Barcelona and as well as in Munich. But like I said, this podcast was about Neymar. having a chance winning this year's Ballon d'Or, and I don't think he has a chance. I think it's actually going to be very lopsided in Messi's favor. But you know what? You and your popcorn and your white wine, I guess we'll have to see if, you know, if that's going to win out on, I believe, what is it? I think it's January 12th?
11th.
Oh, 11th? Okay. So that's going to be interesting. And then what else did I want
to
talk about?
Don't forget to go vote, though. I think the viewers need to also understand not to forget to go vote on the Garbo Sports, the website, you know, for who we think is going to win the Ballon d'Or. And I think also to vote for the Africa of the Year.
Okay, that's, I agree completely. And by the way, without having seen any votes, I'm going to say a healthy 70% will go towards Messi. Just a pure guesstimate on my end. it's just a hunch that I have, you know? So any of you guys have anything else left to say about this whole Neymar Ballon d'Or thing, or you think it's pretty settled at this point?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said, do you have anything else to add, Mo? Sheesh.
Oh, I'm saying it again. I wonder. Messi's going to win it because they're looking at from what he did last year to this year. Now, if we're talking about this year moving forward, yes, then I can look at Neymar. But I still think that Messi's still the best player in the world. He's still the number one guy in Barcelona.
Okay, and then I do have a question for all three of you.
Okay.
Now, majority of us agree that Messi will win, and let's say hypothetically Messi wins. Who finished second in the Ballon d'Or, Neymar or Ronaldo?
Neymar.
Well, definitely Neymar.
Actually, here's where I beg to differ. Ronaldo's probably going to come second. Based enough of last year.
I think so as well. As much as I disagree, I still think people will look at the goals and they will put him above. I think Messi.
Yeah, but I feel like even if it's that, Neymar shouldn't feel bad because he's getting into his prime. So I think that it's his award.
Well, it definitely depends on whether Barcelona win the Champions League. But that's much later. So that comes in like June next year. So maybe this time Messi could win it. But once again, I have to say, for the next 2-3 years at least, Neymar is going to be a big contender for this prize.
Okay. I think it'd be the main contender personally, because I think Messi's will take a step back. I think Ronaldo is done. Suarez is, you know, he's in his prime, but he's kind of, I mean, how many more years does he have left? You know.
What? There are even there are some guys that are hungry for that award.
I mean, I can't believe it, but actually.
There are some guys out there that are really hungry for that Ballon d'Or award. And I can give you a list of people. Guys like Sergio Aguero are craving this award. Guys like Luis Suarez are craving this award.
Suarez is a different story. Aguero, sorry, the walking, you know, emergency.
Right. What are you wondering? Sergio Aguero. Really?
Well, Sergio Aguero first has to make a switch from Manchester City to a Spanish club.
Lewandowski.
Yeah, I would actually pick him before Sergio Aguero. Listen, this guy is the best scorer, bar none, when it comes to the center forward position that's walking the face of the planet right now. He's a bona fide goal scorer. He's prolific. Without him, Man City are in shambles. With him, they have a legitimate chance of actually progressing to win anything.
Okay, but he's never healthy. That's the problem.
Because they overwork him. They overwork this guy. He missed a month and a half last year and still ended up scoring about 20 goals.
I agree with that.
I'm going to throw a name out there that's very much a dark horse, but I think next year or so he will blow up like nobody's business. From Dortmund, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. He is absolutely ridiculous right now. And I see a major switch to a big club for that boy in the next year or so.
He's going to Liverpool.
I think he's going to Real Madrid.
To Real Madrid?
I'm telling you. Just think of it. I think Benzema is done over there with all his sex tape issues and everything. I think
we will gladly have Benzema at Arsenal, you know.
This again. All right, we got a little bit off topic here. but we gave our opinions on the whole, you know, Ballon d'Or thing, whether Neymar stands a chance or doesn't. We will definitely wait till January 11th and see who's right and who's wrong. But join us next time for some interesting soccer discussion as well. And we haven't picked the topic yet, but when we do, we'll come up, you know, we'll come up with the next one. For now, I just want to thank Ashish, I want to thank Mo and Emmanuel for their input, and, you know, we'll talk to you guys next time.